fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. We continue today to talk about the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit given to us by Christ himself in baptism. At the heart of the Christian life is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, the Scripture describes him as the promise of the Father. The promise of the Father is to give to a world alienated from him by the powers of sin and death, enslaved to corruption and decay, literally, and enslaved to the powers of death itself, without hope, dying, not living. We know that our biological life, there's a ticking clock, and it's moving toward decay. It's moving toward death. But it's not just physical, biological death. There's a deep spiritual death and separation, and death comes through sin, Scripture tells us. And all men sin, all women sin, all men and women die as a result of it. And the promise of the Father is to give us new life, eternal life. That's why the Apostle John, in his first letter, he begins the letter by talking about the experience of the apostles, what we've seen, what we've heard, what we've touched. We declare to you that the eternal life that was with the Father has appeared to us. Do you notice what he's saying? He's not just saying what we've seen, what we've heard, the teaching that we heard, we declare to you. I mean, they did that, but that's not the essence of what he's communicating, is it? He's saying what we're here to tell you, not only what we've heard, but what we've touched, what we've experienced, what we've seen with our eyes. There's a life beyond this life. There is an eternal life. There's divine life. There's a life which comes from God, who's the creator of everything. And we've seen it, and we've touched it, and we declare to you that you can have it. It can be yours as well in Christ. So Christianity is this new life in Christ. And as I've been speaking all week, again, just want to remind you, if you haven't had a chance to hear the programs, to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them and put them on your iPod or whatever it is that your whatever device you're using to listen to at your leisure. Now, there's lots of other great stuff, a lot of good teaching on the kind of things I'm talking about this week on the website. That it's free, a lot of free booklets, articles. There's also products you can buy and purchase. I encourage you to go there and just browse the website and take a look at it and see what's there. You might come onto a treasure or two there that will really help you and help build up your faith. But we're given the Spirit. Now, today, I wanted to talk a little bit about what some of the recent popes have said to us about the importance of surrendering to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Going all the way back to the Second Vatican Council itself, back in the 60s, the official prayer of the council, led by St. John the 23rd, was a prayer for a new Pentecost. So, very much in the minds of the bishops of the world, as they were seeking to bring renewal and life to the church, to enter more deeply into God's mission in this time in history, they knew they needed the grace of Pentecost, that same dynamic power, that burst of power, that nuclear power that was released in the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit in the life of the apostles, that this is what fuels the life of the church. Later, Pope Paul VI would say it this way. This is 1972 in a general audience. He said, "More than once, we have asked ourselves what the greatest needs of the church are." He's speaking in the papal we here. So he's asking himself, what really are the greatest needs of the church? What does the church most need now? He says, what is the primary and ultimate need of our beloved and holy church? We must say it with holy fear, because as you know, this concerns the mystery of the church, her very life. This need is the Spirit. The church needs her eternal Pentecost. She needs fire in her heart, words on her lips, a glance that is prophetic. The same experience of the apostles in the first century. of an anointing by the Spirit that gives them a prophetic, a living word, a word from God. And that word is on their lips, and they proclaim it with joy and confidence, even in the face of incredible opposition. The Holy Father is saying this is a gift that comes from the Spirit, who is the church's eternal Pentecost, the eternal outpouring of the Spirit from the Son, the gift of the Spirit given to us and received and lived in us. A year later at Christmas, Pope Paul VI said, the fresh breath of the Spirit, as he's kind of reading something emerging, something fresh emerging in the church, again, he said, the fresh breath of the Spirit, too, has come to awaken latent energies within the church, to stir up dormant charisms, and to infuse a sense of vitality and joy. It is this sense of vitality and joy which makes the church youthful and relevant in every age, and prompts her to proclaim joyously the eternal message to each new epoch, to each new period of history. That's so beautifully put. He's noticing what Pope John Paul II will take to a whole nother level, and he's noticing the work of the Holy Spirit, the answer to the prayer of the bishops of the council, emerging in many, many and new ways within the church. He said, calls it a fresh breath of the Spirit. And what does the Spirit want to do? Awaken latent energies, dormant charisms. That certainly happened. I've seen it myself. I've experienced it in my life, but I've also seen it in places all over the world in the church. I mean, those who are at the forefront of the church's mission, lay people, clergy, who are really apostolically engaged, they've all experienced the grace of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is the one who leads them, who gives them life, who gives them their particular apostolate that they're called to. But still, for the vast majority of Catholics and Christians around the world, I mean, the statistics just show it. There's a kind of, as I said yesterday, a Christian minimalism that's present in people's lives. Very loose connection to the church and almost no connection to the mission of the church. So the Holy Father is saying when the Spirit comes, I mean, the first mission of the Spirit is to reveal to every human heart the beauty, the majesty, the authority, the holiness, the lordship of Jesus Christ, to help bring conviction to the human heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because without, as Scripture says, without the Holy Spirit, no one can say Jesus is Lord. And the Holy Spirit prompts us, leads us, shows us, gives us the understanding of who Christ is, so we too proclaim the lordship of Jesus Christ. As in the first quote from Paul VI, a word is on our lips. What's the word? Jesus Christ is Lord. Listen to him. Follow him. Repent of your sins. Receive forgiveness for your sins. Become his disciple. Enter his church. Engage in his mission. This is the reason you were born. This is the purpose of your life. Pope Francis echoes that very thing in Evangelii Gaudium. I am a mission in this world. I was put in this world to bear witness to God, to Christ. That's my life. So if you're listening today, does this describe you? Latent energies are the energies of the Spirit, the power of the Christian life. You say, what does that look like? Well, think about the saints. The saints, they weren't born, they didn't come out of the womb perfect. They're fallen, sinful human beings in need of salvation. And they said yes to Christ, and they understood that their capacity to become something new, their capacity to live a new way of life and actually to become a saint rests on God. That it's possible. If they say yes to God and yield to his Spirit and abide in him and allow the power of the King to be at work in them, that Christ will bring them to sanctity. And so they stirred up their baptism and confirmation graces. They stirred up the Spirit day after day after day. And these energies of the Spirit were not latent and they did not lie dormant, but the gifts and the powers they were given, they were stirred up and they said yes to the movement of the Spirit within them. and a sense of vitality grew in him. And the saint says, the Holy Father says here, the church is always youthful and relevant in every age because of the presence and power of the Spirit who makes all things new. The saints are like eternally youthful. There's a freshness and a beauty and a power in them that's there for each and every one of us if we say yes to Christ. Here's an exhortation from St. John Paul II. Be open to Christ. Welcome the Spirit so that a new Pentecost can take place in every community. A new humanity, a joyful one, will arise from your midst. You will again experience the saving power of the Lord, and what was spoken to you by the Lord will be fulfilled. A joyful community. Ask yourself the question, am I joyful? Are you joyful? Is your family a community that's characterized by joy? How about your parish? Is that how you characterize your parish? Is that how others would see you, a joyful one, a new humanity? If not, something's missing. What can happen, friends, is that we can begin in the Spirit and we can slowly slide back into the flesh. What do I mean by that? The flesh. The flesh is that fallen dimension of us that insists on doing things our own way. And saving ourselves, in this case, is a temptation. That somehow the work of salvation is my work. It's something I accomplish on my own resources and my own power. And then we strive to make it happen. And the Christian life is reduced to moral striving only. And then we start keeping score. And we move out of the grace of the Spirit who wants to lead us. Certainly the Holy Spirit wants to empower us to live those very commands. But Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. He said, the flesh is useless. The Spirit gives life. Walk by the Spirit. That's the exhortation. That's the exhortation of the apostles. It's the exhortation of the descendants of the apostles, the popes and the bishops. Here's another word from St. John Paul II. Today, I would like to cry out to all of you gathered here in St. Peter's Square and to all Christians. Open yourselves to the gifts of the Spirit. Accept gratefully and obediently the charisms which the Spirit never ceases to bestow on us. Do you hear that? This is their earnest plea. They know Jesus wants to keep pouring out the Spirit, but he won't pour it out on a hardened heart. He won't pour it out on an indifferent soul, someone who's indifferent to God and the things of God. He's saying hunger, thirst, open yourself, make a decision, cry out for the Holy Spirit. Lord, send your Spirit. Awaken in me the graces of my baptism and confirmation. Friends, step into that reality. That's the source of power, of life, of hope, of mission, of holiness in the Christian life. It's to walk by the Spirit, who has the power within us to put the flesh to death and to say yes to God and not to say yes to me, to my will, to my desires first. It's his gift to you. Receive it and walk in it. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.